Most people picture a grocery store when they think of chicken wrapped in plastic, eggs stacked in styrofoam. But the real journey from coop to cuisine is far more sacred and skillful. On a true homestead, chickens are more than meat and eggs. They're daily companions, alarm clocks, fertilizer makers, and sometimes teachers. When the time comes to honor their role in the food cycle, we don't shy away. We lean in with care, knowledge, and gratitude. In this episode, we take you step by step through humane butchering, traditional egg preservation methods, and soulful cooking techniques that waste nothing, not the fat, the bones, or even the stories passed down over generations. This is food with memory. This is nourishment with respect. So if you think farm life is all sunshine and omelets, you haven't seen what it truly means to cook with conscience. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Sacred Slaughter: Ethics, Tools, and Process. On a homestead, the decision to butcher a chicken is never made lightly. Whether you're working with backyard broilers or free-ranging yard fowl, there comes a point when chickens raised for meat fulfill their role, and it's our responsibility to carry that process out with precision, respect, and as little suffering as possible. In this chapter, we break down everything from mindset to mechanics, so first-timers can walk this path with clarity, not guilt. Understanding the mindset. Before we touch a knife, we have to talk about reverence. Slaughter isn't about dominance, it's about partnership with life. For many first-time homesteaders, this moment can be emotional. That's normal. If you've raised the bird from a chick, named it, fed it by hand, watched it grow, you're not just harvesting meat, you're ending a life you were responsible for. And that's exactly why doing it right matters. Many Caribbean elders say a short prayer before the kill. Some place herbs near the bird, others maintain silence. No matter your beliefs, the intention is the same: gratitude and grace. Tools you'll need. Killing cone or rope setup. A killing cone, a metal funnel that restrains the bird upside down, is the most humane option. Lacking that, a secure rope loop can restrain the bird safely. Sharp boning knife or poultry knife. Dull knives are cruel. You want a blade that slices clean and fast through arteries. Bucket for blood catching. Blood is useful in compost or can be buried as fertilizer. Pot of boiling water, used for scalding and feather removal. Sturdy table or hooks for processing. Once slaughtered, you'll need a clean space to work quickly and cleanly. Cooler or ice bath. After butchering, chilling the carcass stops bacteria growth and firms the meat. Step-by-step process. 1. Withholding feed, 12 to 18 hours. Do not feed your birds the night before slaughter. This clears the digestive tract and reduces mess during processing. Second, calm handling. Grab the bird calmly and firmly. Avoid chasing or agitating the flock. A cloth over the head can soothe them. Third, positioning in the cone. Place the bird upside down in the cone. Gravity naturally calms them. Wings should be tucked in. Fourth, quick artery cut. Using your knife, make a swift, deep cut just under the jawline to sever both carotid arteries. This ensures fast unconsciousness and a bloodless death in under 30 seconds. 5. Bleeding out, 90 seconds. Let the bird bleed fully. Some twitching is natural. It's not a sign of pain, but muscle reflex. 6. Scalding, 145 to 155 degrees Fahrenheit, 30 to 60 seconds. Dip the bird in hot water to loosen feathers. Test by tugging a wing feather. If it slips easily, it's ready. 7. Plucking. You can hand pluck or use a mechanical plucker. Hand plucking takes time, but preserves skin better. Pay attention to crevices. 8. Evisceration. Cut just above the vent, anus, and carefully remove internal organs. Save liver, gizzard, and heart if you plan to cook them. Discard gallbladder with care. If it breaks, it'll taint the meat with bile. 9. Chill immediately. Place the processed bird in ice water for at least 2 to 3 hours. This firms the flesh and improves flavor. 10. Rest the meat, 24 to 48 hours. If you plan to cook or freeze the bird, let it rest in the fridge for a day or two. Freshly butchered meat can be tough if cooked too soon. Cleaning up and giving back. Compost what you can. Bury blood-soaked straw or shavings in your garden beds. Clean your tools with hot water, soap, and diluted bleach. Respect for the process means leaving no mess behind, neither in the physical world nor in your spirit. Chapter 2. Every egg counts. Preservation, storage, and seasonal secrets. In a commercial kitchen, eggs are just a barcode, shelf life measured in days, not quality or soul. On the homestead, every egg is a clock, a weather report, a seasonal journal entry. One hen's output can shift with the moon, the rain, or her mood. That's why preserving eggs is both art and science, a survival skill that lets you extend the harvest and keep your breakfast intact, even when the coop goes quiet. In this chapter, we walk you through the timeless techniques, from Caribbean salt brining to water glassing, lime preservation, fermentation, pickling, and freezing, with tools you can find in almost any homestead kitchen. Understanding egg seasonality. Most chickens don't lay year-round, especially heritage or free-range breeds common in the Caribbean, like yard fowl or leghorns. They respond to daylight hours, fewer eggs in winter, molting cycles, egg-laying drops or stops, nutrition, calcium and protein impact egg formation, age and health, older hens slow down. Preservation lets you stock up in the months of plenty, usually spring through early fall, and coast through the leaner months, late fall and winter. How long do fresh eggs last? Unwashed farm fresh eggs can last, at room temp, approximately 2 to 3 weeks, in the fridge, approximately 3 months or longer, preserved methods, up to 1 year, some even longer. Commercial eggs are washed, which removes the bloom, the natural coating that seals the shell. So always leave your fresh eggs unwashed if you plan to store them unrefrigerated. Method 1. Dry storage, room temperature. Perfect for short-term use in cooler months. How to collect clean, unwashed eggs. Store pointed side down in a carton or basket. Keep in a cool, dark place, pantry, root cellar. Rotate oldest eggs to the front. Shelf life, 2 to 3 weeks. Best for immediate household use, quick turnover. Method 2, water glassing. An old school preservation method using pickling lime, calcium hydroxide. Great for large batch storage. How to: mix 1 ounce of pickling lime to 1 quart of clean water. Fill a clean food grade container, ceramic, glass, or plastic. Place unwashed, fresh eggs gently into solution. Make sure all eggs stay submerged. Weigh them down if needed. Store in a cool, dark place. Shelf life, up to 12 months. Best for off-grid storage. Long-term emergency food supply. Note, rinse before use. Texture can become slightly rubbery, but taste is preserved. Method 3. Salt brining, traditional Caribbean method. A rustic preservation method still used in rural areas. How to boil water and add salt until it no longer dissolves, saturated solution. Let it cool completely. Place unwashed eggs into a clean jar. Pour cooled brine over eggs. Add a few crushed allspice berries, bay leaf, or thyme for flavor, if desired. Seal and store in the refrigerator. Shelf life, approximately 1 to 2 months. Best for flavoring eggs before frying, using in rice or stews. Note, salty taste develops. Plan recipes accordingly. Method 4, pickling. Preserved and ready to eat, tangy, zesty, and Caribbean inspired. Basic pickled egg recipe. 12 hard-boiled eggs, peeled. 2 cups white or apple cider vinegar. 1 cup water. 1 tablespoon sugar. 1 tablespoon salt. 1 teaspoon black peppercorns. 1 to 2 scotch bonnet slices. Optional but traditional. 1 clove garlic. 1 sprig fresh thyme or rosemary. Steps: boil vinegar, water, sugar, and spices. Pack boiled eggs into a sterilized jar. Pour hot brine over eggs. Cool, then refrigerate for 7 days before tasting. Shelf life, 2 to 3 months refrigerated. Flavor boost, add beet juice for color and earthiness, or turmeric for golden pickled eggs. Method 5, freezing. You can't freeze whole eggs in the shell, they'll explode. But yolks, whites, or beaten whole eggs freeze beautifully with the right prep. Freezing, whole beaten eggs. Crack and beat eggs gently. Don't overmix. Add 1/8 teaspoon salt or sugar per egg. Prevents grainy texture. Pour into ice cube trays or silicone molds. Freeze solid. Then transfer to airtight bags. Label as sweet or savory based on the additive. Shelf life 6 to 9 months. Best for baking, scrambled eggs, omelets. Freezing yolks and whites separately. Whites, freeze as is. Great for meringues. Yolks, beat gently with sugar or salt before freezing. Label and portion. Bonus, fermented eggs, advanced method. Fermenting eggs in a brine with garlic and herbs develops probiotic flavor and funky depth. Think miso meets hard-boiled egg. Hard-boil and peel eggs. Pack into a clean jar. Cover with brine, non-chlorinated water plus sea salt. Add aromatics, peppercorns, chilies, mustard seeds. Leave at room temperature 3 to 7 days. Burp jar daily. Refrigerate after desired tang is reached. Shelf life, 1 to 2 months refrigerated. Flavor, sour, umami rich, not for the faint of heart. Testing freshness. The float test. When in doubt, test an egg's freshness with water. Sinks and lays flat. Fresh. Sinks but stands up. Use soon. Floats. Toss it. This trick works because eggs slowly absorb air through the shell. The older the egg, the more buoyant it becomes. Cultural note, Caribbean egg lore. In Jamaica and Trinidad, some farmers believe the first egg a hen lays is a blessing egg, not to be eaten, but buried near the coop to protect the flock. Others swear by raw egg yolk and rum for stamina and virility. These beliefs, while not scientific, point to a truth we often forget. Food has meaning far beyond nutrition. Chapter 3. Cooking with love. Whole bird meals. Zero waste and ancestral flavors. The moment the bird hits the chopping board, the true cooking begins. But for homesteaders, this is about more than flavor. It's about legacy. In the Caribbean, every part of the chicken has a name, a purpose, and a place in the pot. Feet are for soups. Gizzards are for stew. Even the fat is gold if you know how to use it. And when you cook with love, using every edible inch, you're honoring not just the animal, but the land, the ancestors, and the hungry mouths that count on your hands. This chapter is your deep dive into true nose-to-tail poultry cooking. We'll walk you through trusted Caribbean recipes, practical uses for every cut, and soulful secrets that make even humble parts taste like a feast. Step 1. Break down the bird. Once your bird has rested post-butcher, ideally 24 to 48 hours in the fridge, you're ready to break it down. Here's how to get the most out of every inch. 1. Remove the legs. Slice through the skin between the leg and body. Pop the joint, then cut clean through. 2. Separate thighs and drumsticks. Cut at the joint to make 2 pieces from each leg. You now have 2 thighs and 2 drums. 3. Cut off the wings. Pull the wing away. Slice at the joint where it meets the body. Save the wingtips for broth. 4. Breast meat. Slice along the breastbone and peel away the breast meat. You can leave skin on or off. 5. Back and carcass. This part becomes the soul of your broth or soup. Keep it, don't toss it. Now you have 2 breasts, 2 thighs, 2 drumsticks, 2 wings, 1 back or carcass, organs, liver, heart, gizzard, feet if you save them. Whole bird cooking strategy. On a homestead, one bird might feed a family for 2 to 3 days. Here's how. Day 1, roasted or stewed main cuts, legs, breasts. Day 2, soup from bones, back, wings, feet. Day 3, leftover shredded meat for rice, sandwiches, or patties. The key is sequencing. Use the most tender meat first. Save the dense or bony parts for broth or slow cooking. The crown jewel, golden chicken fat, schmaltz. Don't throw away that skin or extra fat. Render it into golden liquid heaven. How to render chicken fat. Chop excess fat and skin into small pieces. Place in a pan with 2 tablespoons of water. Heat on low, stirring occasionally. As it melts and browns, strain out crispy bits. Save as cracklings. Pour fat into a clean jar. Store in the fridge. Use it to fry eggs, saute veggies, make flaky pastries or tortillas, flavor rice or soups. Cooking with the organs. Offal. Chicken liver. Pan fry with onions, garlic, thyme, and a dash of rum or vinegar. Serve on toast or rice. Heart. Firm and lean. Slice thin and saute quickly. Gizzard. Tough but flavorful. Boil with herbs for 45 minutes, then fry or stew. Tip: soak in lime juice or vinegar before cooking to clean and tenderize. Chicken feet, Caribbean collagen gold. In Jamaica, Haiti, and Trinidad, chicken foot soup is a delicacy, not just survival food. Chicken foot soup, Jamaican style. Ingredients: 6 to 8 chicken feet, cleaned, nails trimmed, 1 chocho, chayote, peeled and diced, 2 carrots, sliced, 1 stalk scallion, 1 sprig thyme, 1 scotch bonnet, whole, 1 cup flour, for dumplings, 1 Irish potato diced, salt and black pepper, water. Steps, boil feet for 30 minutes until soft. Add vegetables, herbs, and seasonings. Drop in rolled dumplings, aka spinners. Simmer for 25 more minutes. Remove bonnet before serving. Tip, the feet release gelatin that thickens the broth and nourishes your skin and joints. Signature Caribbean dishes. 1. Brown stew chicken. A must-know dish across the Caribbean. Sweet, spicy, savory perfection. Ingredients. 2 to 3 pounds chicken. Mix of cuts. Browning sauce or caramelized brown sugar. Onion. Bell pepper. Garlic. Scotch bonnet. Tomato or ketchup. Thyme. Pimento. Scallion. Salt and pepper. Steps. Marinate chicken with all seasonings at least 2 hours. Sear chicken to brown in oil or rendered fat. Add remaining ingredients. Cover with water. Simmer 35 to 45 minutes. Serve with rice and peas or fried dumplings. 2. Curried chicken with coconut milk. Rich, aromatic, and deeply rooted in Indo-Caribbean traditions. Ingredients. Chicken thighs or drumsticks, curry powder, Jamaican or Madras, onion, garlic, scallion, ginger, coconut milk, thyme, scotch bonnet, allspice. Steps, brown seasoned chicken in oil. Remove chicken, saute aromatics in same pot. Add curry powder, cook until fragrant. Return chicken. Add coconut milk and water. Simmer 40 minutes. Serve with roti or rice. 3rd, chicken back rice pot. Poor man's feast and one of the richest chicken flavors you'll find. Ingredients, chicken backs and wings, rice, onion, garlic, thyme, scallion, tomato paste or grated tomato, salt, pepper, oil. Steps, brown chicken back in pot with oil. Add aromatics and tomato. Pour in rice and enough water. Simmer until rice is cooked and infused with fat and flavor. What to do with leftovers? Shredded chicken plus mayo equals Caribbean chicken salad. Bone broth plus veggies equals day two soup. Chicken patties or turnovers. Chicken and callaloo saute. Fried rice with scraps and eggs. Nothing wasted. Everything honored. Final tip. Cooking is the final prayer. On the homestead, how you cook is how you give thanks. Using the whole bird is not just efficient, it's spiritual. It's ancestral. In the Caribbean, we don't just flavor with spices. We flavor with history, with memory, with the knowledge that this meal is more than sustenance, it's legacy. As the old saying goes, if you chan cook it with love, you better not cook it at all.